how to personalize the program today. And one of the bigger issues with talking about personalizing the program is I know a lot of people are going to have personal questions, and that makes complete sense. And I would understand that you would want to dive into some of your more personal medical questions. But we're going to ask you as best you can to keep it strictly to nutrition and food and more about the program than about your particular medical case. And if you're new to the call, the reason why is because it's for your own benefit that we can't get too specific giving medical advice on a forum like this, because we don't know you and we wouldn't be able to give the most proper care. So in a case where you're very curious about medication you're on or a condition that you're working with, we highly suggest that you work with a local functional medicine provider. You can come and work with me in nutrition coaching, or we can get you set up to work with Dr. Hyman's amazing staff at the Ultra Wellness Center in Lenox. And as you'll see in today's call, that's actually a huge part of personalizing the program, is getting a little special attention. We have a lot of ways to get you focused help and personalized help, and you can learn about that at the home site. So any questions about how you do that, by all means, we can steer you in the right direction. The amazing thing about Dr. Hyman's program here is that you actually don't really, really need to go see a local provider, though. For many of you, you might already feel after 6 weeks, and actually it's been longer because you started doing the beta for the 10 days, you might actually feel like you're so much better, and you've never felt like this before. You have amazing energy, and your symptoms that you've never been able to get to the bottom of before are dissipating. You're sleeping better. Congestion's gone away. Some of that stubborn weight is falling off. You've seen blood sugar levels drop, and your doctor looks at your labs and is mesmerized. So for a lot of people, you might be having wonderful, wonderful success. But for some of you, you might be wondering, what's going on with the plateau here? And maybe why am I still striking out in some of these areas that I thought I was going to have a better luck with? And that's why Dr. Hyman has this week 6 personalized program. So for many of you, it might seem like, I don't really have to do this, or I can kind of breeze past this. I've done this long enough, and I kind of just want to jump back into, to the groove, or I want to see how I tolerate gluten or dairy. So you might want to brush past this, and we strongly, strongly suggest that you don't. We really think that if you pay attention to retaking your quizzes and you do the work here, this is what differentiates Dr. Hyman's program from all the other types of self-help medical programs out there. And this is how you learn how to take back your health, how to feel empowered, and how to get real answers. So that's why we're holding a special call today, because it could be kind of daunting or confusing, maybe even intimidating or overwhelming to figure out all the steps of what you're supposed to do. But in essence, it's really simple. And once you see the simplicity involved, you're going to be like, wow, I already thought Dr. Hyman was a genius, and now I don't even know what to think because he's so amazing. So we're going to get started and talk about that. For the emails that you've been getting and for the reading you've been doing and everything we've been going over, you're probably pretty familiar with these self-assessment quizzes. And as you know, by week 6, sometime around now, it's kind of, the beginning, we want you to start to think about retaking the self-assessment quiz. The way you can do that is you can either follow along in your book, but it's probably best for you to go online if you have access to the internet, and you log on to the store.bloodsugarsolution.com. And as you have probably already created your profile, because we did this in the beginning when you first started the 6 weeks, you can retake that quiz. And for some of you, you might have some questions about, I don't know how to answer this question, or, you know, does this question, is it appropriate for where I'm at now? And we want you all to know that we're looking at revamping the quizzes so that for the second and third time around, there's a little bit more clarity there. So don't worry, we're on top of that. But for the most part, taking the quiz again should be fairly straightforward and simple. And any questions you have, hop on over to coaching, and I could help you figure out the right way to answer it so that you get an accurate assessment. So sometime again this week, I'm going to repeat it, we want you to take that self-assessment over again. We want you to answer it as best you can. Any questions that you have about how to answer a certain question, you can ask, and I will give you the best advice that I can. After you take that, you're going to want to compare your original results that you took 6 weeks ago, and you're going to compare that to your most recent quiz results. What you'll probably notice is that all of the areas that came up red or were red flags, well, what we're hoping is that the second time, your total scores in all those areas are going to have gone down dramatically. So drastic changes can occur just by 6 short weeks of getting back to basics with diet, giving your body the nutrition that it really wants. For these 6 weeks, you've taken out all that junk. You've taken out excess sugars. You've taken out poor carbohydrates that spike your blood sugar, raise insulin, create inflammation in the body. You've given your system a chance to literally reboot. We've allowed you to experience what it feels like to have your cells communicate effectively because they're receiving real fuel. So the foods you've been eating contain all of these vital nutrients, and they're kind of like secret codes that communicate in your body and allow the proper transactions to occur. And because there's no confusion when you eat real whole foods, the body tends to function better, it cools inflammation, your hormones balance again, and all of these little symptoms that can become a laundry list on when you talk to your doctor and they say, oh, this, you have this and you have this and you have this, all those little things seem to just start to get better. So the self-assessment is a great way to see that. It helps you really take a look at yourself and say, wow, yeah, this eating well thing actually really works. This exercise thing, it's seeming to improve my energy or my sleep. The relaxation, the breathing, I really notice a difference in the quality of my focus or my ability to have a better memory or the mood, my moods. You know, I feel more relaxed. You might have lab results because it's so important, as you know from the emails we send out, that we really want you to track some hardcore data, whether it be your weight, your waist circumference, your blood sugar, your blood pressure. Maybe you've been able to get an oral glucose tolerance test with a fasting insulin. Maybe you're curious about that NMR profile that Dr. Hyman talks about. So any of those lab results, we also want you to update that in addition to taking the self-assessment quiz. So between your lab results, the self-assessment quiz, and then your personal subjective recognition of how your body has responded to this diet, all of that is really key. It's vital information for letting you know where to go from here. So those are the three things that we kind of want you to start to think about over the next week. You're going to take the quiz. You're going to get some lab results back from your doctor. And you're going to look at your journaling that we've had you do or anything that you've done to personally keep track and monitor your progress so you see your subjective input. all of that's really important. So essentially, what you're going to do when you look at the self-assessment is you're going to put in that information from your journal and from your lab. And that's why the self-assessment is the most important tool, because it's kind of a summary of everything, all three steps. And once you take that quiz, Dr. Hyman's Week 6 Personalized the Program in Chapter 24 helps you figure out how to maximize all the tools in the Blood Sugar Solution Program. So for some of you, if you have, you might still have some moderate inflammation, you might wind up in the self-care category. You're probably already familiar with that because some of you probably already had some scores there. And for a lot of you, that'll be enough. But for some of you, you might have to follow up with medical care. And that's essentially further testing and treatment, and you can find all of that in how to work with your doctor to get what you need, and that's found online at bloodsugarsolution.com. So if you wind up in self-care, Chapter 24 is going to walk you through how you can take back your health yourself. And that's what I was talking about before, where I was saying, while it's important to know your local providers and what options are available to you, just by following the self-care to fine-tune the program will automatically let you in on what Dr. Hyman calls like the big secret that you don't even necessarily need a professional. You just need to learn about certain foods that are truly medicinal and therapeutic. So perhaps you need to eat certain types of foods that provide more nutrients, depending on which area, which of the keys you need to rectify. And then there are certain supplements, so specialized supplements. So as you recall, when you first started this, we told you, don't worry about buying all those other supplements. Don't worry if it tells you you have all these areas that you need to address. Let's wait after the 6 weeks, then we'll let you know if you should go buy those other supplements. And we'll let you know which ones, what the priority is. So this is where that comes in. So as you saw when you first took the quiz, the computer, your computer or your book, wherever you did it, it's going to let you know that certain supplements were suggested besides the basic or the advanced kit. And we told you to ignore those for the first 6 weeks. Now we want you to pay more attention to that. So the idea is that you can kind of fix most of your medical issues with the right tools, and these are the tools, so the supplements and the diet. And what we're going to do is kind of take a look at each of the steps that Dr. Hyman wants you to look at. And then obviously we can go over it in more personal detail one-on-one in coaching. But I want you guys to have a general idea of what you're going to do. So again, the protocol is you're going to complete the quizzes. You're going to note if you qualified for the self-care or the medical care in any of the body's key systems. Then you're going to record your scores, and you can do that either in your book in Chapter 24, or you'll do it right online, and you can just log in and look at the difference in your scores. And then what you're going to do is you're going to stay on the Blood Sugar Solution program for 6 more weeks, and you're going to integrate all the steps in this chapter for how to use the food and the diet and the supplements and the lifestyle recommendations that Dr. Hyman suggests. And after 6 weeks, you'll have been on the program for about a total of 12 weeks now. And if you still don't see marked improvement in your scores and you take the self-assessment quiz again in another 6 weeks from now, and you still qualify for medical care, that's when we're going to say, okay, you know what? Now you've tried this for 12 weeks, and now we want to help you work with a local functional medicine provider. And the reason why is because sometimes in the body there are certain imbalances which are kind of sneaky, they're kind of hidden. And it takes a trained professional to help you assess what's going on. And a trained functional medicine provider can help you figure out which testing protocol might be right for you. And depending on the test and the testing results, they can help you come up with a plan for using diet, certain supplements, and sometimes even medications. So as you've known with Dr. Hyman, we try to work through a lot of these medical issues, which really can be rectified by basic things like diet and supplements and exercise and lifestyle and behavior. But and sometimes, like for instance, as we spoke about last week with toxicity, sometimes you might need some medicine, and that warrants having an actual medical provider. Of course, for each area, there's a strong nutrition component. As we spoke about, last week, for instance, a lot of the body's detox mechanisms rely on certain specific nutrients, and having nutrient deficiencies can really put you at a disadvantage for properly detoxifying. So the nutrition component in all of these steps is really big, and that's why nutrition coaching is a great asset to help you figure out how to fine-tune your meal plans, your nutrition plan, what your focus should be, what foods provide these nutrients that your body might be lacking. Your functional medicine provider might decide to run certain tests which help you look at the status of certain nutrients in your body. And if you're nutrient deficient, they might say, work with a nutritionist or a dietitian to help you figure out a diet to boost those nutrients or your absorption of them. And again, we're more than happy to help you with that, or we're happy to refer you to the right practitioner to help you achieve those nutrition goals if we can't help you in the coaching portal. The other last part to remind you of is the how to work with your doctor to get what you need. Now, this part, this is extremely important because in this document, which you can access online, Dr. Hyman literally gives you all of these secrets of how to become the most empowered patient to work with your doctor. And he literally tells you, if you qualify for medical care in any of these areas, and even after another 6 weeks, like I just said, so after 12 weeks total, if you're still winding up in medical care and you've done everything that Dr. Hyman says to a T, you've really focused on the nutrition part, you're not cheating, you're focusing on the right exercise, and you're doing all of the behavior modifications he suggests, and you're still in the medical care. Well, that's why he wants you to look through this document so you know what to bring to the table when you have a discussion with your doctor and you say, hey, I know that I have an issue with my gut, for example, and I suspect that I have bad bugs in my gut. The doctor that I've been learning from, Dr. Hyman, suggests that there's a test that I can do that will check the function of my gut. I really think I need that. And how can I work with you to get good results utilizing that tool? And then there's names of tests, and it'll give you the names. So, for instance, a stool test through a certain company that Dr. Hyman suggests. And you work with your doctor, you get that test done, and then that doctor can say, you had yeast in the gut. That yeast was causing inflammation. That inflammation was not allowing you to lose weight, and it was actually promoting certain cravings. So that doctor might then prescribe certain medications, antifungals, a diet protocol, whatever you and that doctor work out. And that's kind of how working with your doctor is part of this program. So Dr. Hyman can't diagnose you via the internet or through a book or a web or any of the ways that you get to contact him specifically. So he can only give you certain ideas about what, could be going on. So now it's your job to say, well, I keep striking out in this area, And so I'm going to take it to a local provider, I'm going to get the right test, and I'm going to see what's at the root of my problem. So that's kind of the concept for that. Now, some of you might be wondering, well, I just retook at the end, you know, sometime during week six, I just retook this quiz, I reassessed, and everything was in the normal range. My doctor just gave me my labs. He or she are super impressed with my lab results. Things look good. I reached my goal. What do I do now? So essentially, if you reevaluated your progress and everything was looking good by the end of this week and you feel comfortable and confident and you don't need the self-care or medical care plan in any of the keys, we just want you to maintain the food and lifestyle suggestions that are prescribed for the basic plan. And this can be done for the rest of your life. And yes, it's all completely safe and healthy. The basic plan is essentially a blueprint for how to live a very balanced, whole foods, clean life. So some of you might start to do that, and you might be realizing that eating like this and living like this is really natural for you, and it feels good, and your cravings disappear, and you have this newfound respect for the way your body feels and looks. And now you also have the education about how to cook. Hopefully you've gotten the cookbook and you've learned the recipes. You might at this point want to try to reintroduce gluten and dairy. And if that's the case for you, then you want to follow the steps that Dr. Hyman outlines in Chapter 26. And we're not going to go over that today necessarily, but we might address that in the future. But that's a different, that's like one step ahead of us right now, because for a lot of you, you're probably still going to have a few areas to fine-tune. So we don't want to take too much time today to talk about that. But should you be one of those people that everything checks out and these 6 weeks really did the trick for you, that's where you're going to head next. You're going to look at Chapter 26, and you're going to figure out how you want to proceed. And Dr. Hyman gives you a few choices. So a few people, you might start to do that. You stay on the basic plan, and you might fall off the wagon eventually. So we just say hop back on the wagon by looking through Chapter 24 again, retake your quiz. Anytime in the future for the rest of your life, if you feel like you need to fine-tune things for you and figure out how to get yourself fully back in tune with how you felt during this program, that's great. You know, you can get back on the basic plan, and if it turns out that you actually need the advanced plan, get back on the advanced plan. So there's no issue if you fall off the wagon. It doesn't mean that you failed. So like Dr. Hyman says, that you didn't get sick overnight, and you're not going to get well overnight either. So we want you to know that even if you check out now and in a few weeks from now or months from now you feel like there's a slip-up, you can hop right back on the plan, and it's completely fine. We suggest doing it for 6 weeks. 6 weeks is a really good time to kind of take back your health and let your body get back on the right metabolic pathway. Okay, so right about now, I think we're going to try to do some Q&A and make sure that we get people's questions answered, because it's been a few weeks since we've been able to do that. So as a quick refresher of what we just talked about, we went over the basics of Chapter 24. We talked about why you're going to personalize the program and why it's such a fundamental part of the total 6 weeks, and why you definitely should do it and not blow it off. We told you about the steps that we want you to do. We said you're going to go on, you're going to reassess yourself by taking the self-assessment quiz online or in your book. You're going to note your scores, or if you do it online, they'll be noted for you. You can compare to your original score, and you want to see where you still qualify for the self-care or the medical care. If you're in the self-care, then you're going to follow each of the steps in Chapter 24, and if you are in medical care, that's where we're going to want you to look at the, you're still going to follow all the steps, by the way, in self-care if you're in medical care, but that's where we want you to look at how to work with your doctor to get what you need. You're going to do all that for another 6 weeks. At the end of 6 weeks, you're going to do another assessment, and you can update more lab work if you want. And taking all that into consideration, by then you should be basically in self-care. If you're still in medical care at that point, we really strongly suggest that's where you say to yourself, okay, it's time that I need to work with a functional medicine provider and get the objective input from a trained professional. Again, you can work with Dr. Hyman and his incredible staff at the Ultra Wellness Center, or we can help you find a local functional medicine doctor in your neighborhood for that. One more key part before we turn on the Q&A is that there's an order of healing. And as Dr. Hyman explains that in Chapter 24, I meant to get to this before. So there's an order of healing, and the reason why there's an order of healing is because health in the body is kind of like this big domino effect. And by affecting change in one area of the body, you consequently affect change in each other system, and that's basically the main principle of functional medicine, that it's systems-based biology. And as Dr. Hyman, you know, tries to explain, the whole body is connected, and you can't separate what's going on in your gut with what's going on in your ability to detoxify, or how your ability to detoxify has an impact on your hormonal balance. And how your hormonal balance, therefore, has a huge effect on your stress levels. And all of these things that in the conventional world of medicine, we tend to think that we need to go see a few different doctors for, well, that's what Dr. Hyman's trying to say. We don't necessarily always need to compartmentalize the body. The body works together as one unit. So when we focus in one area, there's a domino effect. And so that's the reason why we suggest starting with digestion, because it's the gut is usually where most everything starts to go wrong. So that's why we focus on food so much too, because obviously food can be so inflammatory or it can be medicinal. So we want to focus on making sure that the gut is working properly so that your body gets the nutrition it needs. After digestion, you're going to look at your scores for inflammation, then your scores for nutrition, then your scores for detoxification, then your scores for hormones, then your scores for metabolism, and then your scores for stress, adrenals, and the mind. After you look at all of your scores, you want to prioritize, so you want to see which score you had the highest in, and you're going to go in that order that I just suggested. So, for example, if you had a high score in digestion and detoxification and metabolism, but your scores in the other areas were okay, you would start with digestion first. And you would add in the steps that Dr. Hyman talks about in Chapter 24 for digestion. And then every 3 days, you would add in the next step. So then if you had another high score in detoxification, you would then 3 days later add in his suggestions there, including foods to eat, including supplements, including lifestyle modifications. And then consequently for, you know, metabolism, if you had an issue with, like, oxidation or mitochondrial function, you would add in the steps 3 days later for metabolism. So if you don't need any attention in the other areas, you don't need to pay attention to those, at least right now. Maybe one day you might. But as long as those other areas come up not in self-care or medical care, just focus on the areas that do come up with red flags and go in that suggested order. And again, you're not going to take all of the supplements at once. You're going to start with one step, and you're going to then 3 days later add in the next step. and then 3 days later add in the next step, and so on and so forth until you're on all of the appropriate supplements that you need to be on. Okay, with that said, we're going to hop on over to Q&A and just make sure that everyone is on the same page and understands what the protocol is going to be. As you remember, with the Q&A, you're going to hit *6. We want to make sure that everyone understands this and that you know was not an issue last time. And then you're going to ask, to ask your question, you'll be prompted to press 1. So again, if you have a question, we want you to press *6. So if you have a question, we want you to press *6.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I have been very, very, very slow to lose weight on the program, and I'm really about 30 pounds overweight. It's not an enormous amount, but it's all... so much of it is belly fat, and I had been on a high-protein, low-carb, medically supervised, 500-calorie-a-day, bad thing I know, program before I got started, which I think my metabolism is trying to reset, and I've started to lose weight. But are the basic supplements still, in my situation, what I need, or should I add some more things in from the advanced plan? I know you said everybody should be on the basic, but this has just been a very slow process for me.
Right. No, that's a great question. And if I said everyone should be on the basic, then that was a misunderstanding where I misspoke. So let me clarify that.
Well, I think I probably misunderstood then.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to say it for everyone because if you thought it, maybe somebody else did. So, you know, by all means, thank you for repeating back to me what you heard. So if you're on the advanced plan right now, for example, you're going to retake those quizzes and also evaluate. Remember when we first started the 6 weeks, we had you think about how you should be on the super advanced versus the advanced versus the basic. We gave you a few parameters. So we want you to essentially to do that again. And we're trying to simplify the language so it doesn't sound overwhelming by just saying go take those quizzes again. But, you know, it's personal and it's individualized. So if you take the quizzes, and it tells you that you should be in basic, but you have this feeling that, you know, I still have these 30 pounds to lose and something else is just not right, I think I should stay on the advanced plan. I don't think I'm ready to go on the basic. We want you to listen to that. And that's why sometimes getting the lab results back can be helpful because the quiz is great, but to a certain extent it's still subjective. And so sometimes, you know, looking at your weight progress or your intuitive knowledge is also just as valuable. So for someone like you, where you've been, you know, trying to find the right metabolic groove for your body to fall in, and you've been doing all this great work, and you're still not budging, I would suggest that you would stay on the advanced, actually.
Okay, and that's what I've been doing from a diet standpoint.
Right, well, great. And that's fabulous. I would say for another 6 weeks, You would stay on the advanced, and you would take the quiz again, and this is where someone like you is going to just love this program because you're going to look at those areas, and this is where we get to say, what's going on? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Oh, this is Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, hi, Sarah. So
hi.
We're going to say, you know, I'm going to think about you. You're going to tell me your story, and, you know, we're working together in coaching. And I'm going to scratch my head, and I'm going to say, what's going on with Sarah? Where is the mystery spot in her body that's causing some of this hidden inflammation that's holding her back from success? She's been doing the advanced plan. She's been trying to exercise. So as long as everything checks out, you know, we're going to want to say there's something going on there and we need to put our heads together. So when we look at your quiz and we see where there's, you know, some imbalances, we're going to have a better idea of how to get to the root cause of your personal, you know, little hiccups that need to be tackled. And
I will say I did the quiz yesterday, and I have had enormous changes across the board. So something is working. I mean, my weight is still fairly stuck, but enormous changes. My diabetes score, I think, is now 9. It was 15, and everything else has come down into a green area when I probably had at least 60% of it red.
Oh, wow.
So definitely things are improving.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up another point and begs the question of time and what's the value of time. And, you know, something that Dr. Hyman likes to say a lot is, you know, this is a healing journey. And sometimes things don't necessarily happen overnight because the body is trying to unwind all these patterns of a lifestyle of living, you know, kind of a junked up life. Not, I'm not saying that you personally were living a junky life, but...
No, I think I was, actually.
Well, you know, many of us, you know, we don't know that, you know, we don't know that what we've been doing has been causing us so much distress. We just think, you know, we're doing the right thing. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and like we spoke about last week, I don't know if you're on the call, but for anyone,
I was.
You know, who was on the call, we talked about toxicity. Sometimes these deeper imbalances, they don't go away overnight. And actually, sometimes if we don't take care of them properly, they can actually lead to a little bit more inflammation in the beginning, which needs proper attention so that, you know, something like weight, for instance, can begin to progress. We need to, for instance, that your issue was in the area of toxicity, you know, we would want to make sure that the toxins are getting filtered out of the blood properly, because even if you're doing everything right for toxicity, if you're still not eliminating properly, then the toxic load builds up, and that can definitely inhibit all sorts of weight management progress. So I would say, you know, look at your scores. If you want, we can do one-on-one, you know, together in the coaching if you feel like you need a little help. But look at Chapter 24 and see how you should go about personalizing and definitely add those in as best you can, all of the recommendations that Dr. Hyman talks about.
Well, that sounds like what I was thinking. So I just need to continue on, stay the course, and give it time. One at a time. One day at a time.
One day at a time, and as far as I know from what you're telling me, you've just had the wellness essentials or the Pure Lean kit as of now, right?
Right. Actually, I just ordered the advanced, the Pure Lean, so that just came in today.
Oh, good. Yeah, I would say you're gonna see some other major changes happen. So, yeah, the next 6 weeks are gonna be pretty powerful for you, especially as you add in some of the next protocols. So, let's see what happens. And if you need, you know, after another 6 weeks, if this doesn't work, then you know we'll definitely be able to refocus our attention on where you do need to go next.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for all the assistance.
Oh, you're most welcome, and good luck. Enjoy it. This is the fun part, I think, of the program, so enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah, hello. My name is Jim, and I took the diabetes quiz yesterday because I counted the 10-day detox as part of the 6 weeks program. And the question I have is on the diabetes quiz. There's three questions on there that one of them is, you have high blood pressure. Well, it's I have high blood pressure, but it's controlled. So I marked no. And the other question is, do you have a family history of diabetes? Which I do, so I put yes. And the other one, it was the waist-to-height ratio, which is right at 52. So... If you answer yes to two of these questions, then you'll always score in the red on the diabetes part of the quiz. Or am I doing that right?
And And thank you for addressing that. I was trying to preface in the beginning of the call that we are addressing that issue that, you know, for the, so what we would have liked you to have done is after the 10 days on the beta, you know, before you started the this program, we would have wanted you to have taken this for the first time. And then while we still want everyone to take it, you know, we do want to let you know that we totally get the confusion that, you know, you're the perfect example of, you know, some of you might have some issues of, you know, well, how do I answer this? And if I'm taking it again, is it relevant? So we are looking at that to make it more efficient for the second time around. Now, did you take the quiz the first time?
Or is this yes, I did.
It's your first time. Okay. So for you in your specific situation, I would say that you've already answered most of those. So I would say that they're not really relevant to the second time, because essentially what we're looking at is what is relevant to you in the last 6 weeks. So we really want to see what's happened in the last 6 weeks of your, you know, we're considering this treatment, so quote-unquote treatment. You've self-treated yourself with diet and supplements and exercise and journaling and breathing and all of the, you know, the tools that Dr. Hyman gave you. So if it's within the 6 weeks, then, you know, that's kind of going to be the scope of the scope of what we're going to look to assess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I just didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at the start of the 6 weeks because I counted that as week three. So I did the initial analysis at the start of the 10-day, and I just did it yesterday, and that was the changes I had. As far as the rest of the test, everything's okay. Everything's green. So, and what I get out of the test is that after you've done this and everything's green, except for that diabetes, then you just stay on the basic plan forever.
Essentially, and like I was saying at the end, you know, wrapping up our talk, I was saying, you know, feel free to like jump back on in 3 months or like a few times a year, seasonally, or whenever you feel like you need like a little metabolic tune-up, jump on, take the quiz, you know, see where you're at. Or if you feel like you don't even need the quiz, you just know that you need to like tighten your ropes a little bit, then for sure. But by all means, if you're one of those people who everything checks out and things are going well for you and you should be on the basic plan, then stay on the basic plan. And the basic supplement kit is great for life, and it's perfectly safe, and it's actually really healthy. So
yeah,
the basic plan is great. One more piece of advice, though, is, you know, to actually get the full metabolic tune-up, we really suggest a full 6 weeks on the program. So you might actually consider adhering to 3 more weeks and then taking the quizzes, because there is a certain element of time that plays into how your body responds to this. So for some people, 3 weeks might actually be enough, but for most of us, the 6 week mark is really where, you know, we tend to see the most long-lasting, sustainable results. So you might consider doing it for another 3 weeks.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
Oh, yes, you're most welcome, and good luck, and, you know, keep in touch and let us know how everything goes.
Okay.
All right, next question.
Yes, hi, this is Pat. I want to sound like the woman before the gentleman who talked. I have had just wonderful kind of long-term benefits from this program. I've been through the detox. I'm on the advanced plan. I started the advanced plan supplements in the middle of February. At first, my weight would not move except initially on the detox. I found out I have a nut allergy, which I had no idea, but I found out through paying attention to cues. Stop the nuts. My weight just drops every day without doing anything different. So it's a party in this house every single morning on the scale. Just excruciatingly slow, but I will take it, okay? I mean, my question is over on the blood sugar, which it seems to be taking its time to go nowhere, all right? It lives in It initially lived in the hundreds. Now it seems to want to be able to come down into the 90s, but keeps popping back up. And I am not long on patience. That's not going to be it's not going to be my lifetime, best attribute. I think with all the things I have given up, my weight should just plummet, my blood sugar should just plummet, and that should be the end of that. So where do I go now? I haven't taken the quiz yet.
Yeah, and I love that question. So thank you, Pat, for sharing your personal story, because that's exactly what we're trying to get across here in this week six. So you are the prime example, again, of this hidden imbalance in the system where, just hearing your story, I can't know for sure. So right. I don't know exactly what type of exercise you're doing. Are you doing the interval training? Are the foods you're eating, could there be gluten or another food allergy that, we don't even know? Like, do you need to take a certain food allergy IgG test to see if there's like a certain other food that you're eating that you think works for your body, but it's actually causing inflammation, and that inflammation is always going to keep your blood sugars up, even if you're eating, all vegetables and protein. Maybe it's a certain, low grade food sensitivity that's causing this inflammation. So one of the things that Dr. Hyman would suggest is you can always try the ultra simple diet, which I think you said you've tried that.
Yes, I've been through. I'm on the advanced plan.
Did you say, maybe you didn't? For some reason, I thought you said you also tried the ultra simple diet.
No.
No.
I've just been on the detox and stayed on the advanced plan. Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, I get confused sometimes because we talk about the ultra simple diet as being somewhat of a detox as well. So, Dr. Hyman would say you can always try implementing some of the concepts in one of his other programs called the ultra simple diet. And that's for people who, if you suspect a food allergy, when you take this test, if you score high in inflammation, for instance, sometimes we know that people who are having a lot of inflammation, especially in the gut, usually inflammation starts in the gut, it really could be a food sensitivity, and it might just not be gluten and dairy. We don't take any other foods out of the diet on this program because then it's becoming, too specific, and what works for one person might not work for the other, even though we know gluten and dairy tend to be highly inflammatory for most people. So that might be something to think about.
Okay.
Besides looking at your diet, your exercise or whatnot, are you taking all the supplements? Are you taking the right amount? Or are there certain nutrients that you personally happen to have a deficiency in? So, for example, certain B vitamins, could that be?
Okay.
Depending on, I'm not going to ask you your age and stage and life cycle in front of the whole country. But
I'm 64.
Well,
and I'm menopausal, and it's helped that tremendously. So,
because you're stepping forward with your age, so people in your life cycle stage actually tend to have a decrease in certain nutrition status, and it's not because necessarily you're not eating the right foods or taking the right supplements, but due to age and sometimes metabolic changes, certain key nutrients. Mm-hmm. We can be deficient in. So, for example, you might be the type of person where, if we did a certain test on you, for instance, you might be low in certain B vitamins.
Okay.
And if you're low in certain B vitamins, then we would want to know specifically which ones, and we would want to help get those back up so that your mitochondria are working efficiently, that your cells are functioning well, and that helps run this system in your body, which helps you utilize calories and energy from food better. And by doing that, you all of a sudden, you did one simple thing that you would never have known to do unless you looked closely with like a fine-tooth comb. And that's essentially what this chapter is about. It's saying, let's hone in on each of your specific areas. So everyone's going to have something, and we could never know just by talking to you.
Right.
We would have to really do more in-depth discussion.
And for that, I would work with you through the coaching program. I mean, I have had such an amazing impact from, discovering an allergy to nuts that I never knew I had. And it's been huge to just take
right.
that out of the diet and watch what's happened. So
exactly.
I get
and
what you're saying.
Point.
Yeah.
That's a specific example of exactly what this chapter is about, is saying, you know, Dr. Heim has been able to give us general blanket advice that for a lot of us is going to take care of most of the issues. But for each of us, there's going to be little specific things. And for you, you know, you learned about a specific nut. And for each of us, there's going to be something really specific like that. And by uncovering it, we're going to be able to get to the root cause of our issues. So,
and how would I go about getting the test? Do I work with you through the coaching program about what the next level of test might be? Okay.
Exactly. So the document, How to Work with Your Doctor, will
uh-huh.
explain a lot of it. But for a lot of people, it's kind of confusing. You don't necessarily have a background in functional medicine, and you might
mm-hmm.
not know what to ask for. And that's why I'm here. So I'm here to kind
Good.
Of help explain it to you. And, you know, it's like functional medicine for dummies.
And,
you know,
wonderful.
Like the book. So
okay, well,
I could help.
You'll
kind
be
of,
hearing
you know,
from me. Okay. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, go take the quiz and let's see what happens.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Good luck. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question.
My question is about the PGX. I've tried everything, lots of water, magnesium, you name it, and I'm still having trouble with that. So should I get, last couple of days I've tried just regular glucuronomic because I used to have really good results with that. And so I've tried having, like, taking two of those before a meal and maybe the next meal taking two of those and one PGX. I really love the idea of getting more normal blood sugars with the PGX, but GI function has slowed down so much that still an issue. What would you suggest?
I am having a little bit of a hard time understanding what you're saying. I don't know if it's the connection. I know your question is about PGX, and would you restate your question one more time?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
That sounds a little bit better.
Okay. My question about PGX was, I've had really slowed down GI function, and so I've tried increasing fiber, like the celery, other things like that. I've tried lots of water, magnesium, citrate, and I'm still having that problem. So the last thing I tried was to just use regular glucuronomic because I've had really good results with that in the past, and then maybe mixing that with PGX. Do you have any other ideas? Because I love the idea of the PGX regulating blood sugar.
Okay, I can hear you now. That's great. Okay, well, it sounds like you're having some constipation. Is that essentially the issue?
Yes.
Okay. There are a few more things that we can do, and I think you might have even said this in your first explanation. But did you say that you tried doing different doses before your meals?
Yes.
And the, you know, tapering down the dose was not effective?
No.
No. Okay. So it's literally the PGX itself, but when you take glucomannan from a different brand, it seems to be okay?
Yes, but I don't get as good of blood sugar results.
But you don't get the same blood sugar results, but at the same time you also don't have the constipation.
Right.
But the PGX does help your blood sugar.
Yes.
So, well, essentially, you know, we can work on the diet, and what we would do is we would want to look at a sample daily intake, and sometimes, you know, the foods we think that are full of fiber actually might not be the ultimate choices for increasing fiber. Sometimes what we think we need in water or hydration actually isn't, you know, quite enough. So what we think we're doing as being the right thing might not be. So, you know, we could always work together and evaluate and see what's going on with you personally and the choices you're making, and just making sure that you are providing everything for yourself that is necessary to make PGX effective, because clearly, you know, it does work for you. You did have a question about could you mix the regular glucomannan and the PGX. You could, as long as, you know, you felt that was effective for you, re-blood sugar results. But we would also want to look at, you know, what are the overriding issues in your GI, in your function? Because, you know, it could be that we need to take a closer look at your overall gut function and make sure that your bacteria is healthy. You know, are you on a probiotic? Do you have any bad bugs in the gut? What else is going on beneath the surface that could be predisposing you towards constipation? So we would not only look at your diet, your hydration status, how you're eating, when you're eating, you know, but we would also look at your overall gut function, make sure that, you know, everything was optimal there. And then sometimes at the end of the day, certain products just don't work for certain people. And if it turned out that everything else really was okay with you, you might just be one of the people that your system doesn't agree with PGX. And sometimes that's true. But most of the time there's something else going on behind the scenes with digestion, which is, again, remember why we said there's that order of healing and we start with digestion. So this could be an example of why we would want to make sure the gut is functioning optimally so that supplements can be, so people can respond well to supplements. So that would be my thought for you. How does that sound?
Okay, thank you very much. I know from looking at Facebook, I'm not the only one with this problem, so I really appreciate that detailed explanation, and I'll follow up with you.
Okay, wonderful, yeah. Yep, there's a lot that we can do, so we look forward to working with you. Okay, we have time for maybe one more question.
Hi, Lizzie, it's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn, how are you?
I'm okay. I have a question for you about the quiz.
Okay.
I took it after the 10 days, and then I took it again this last weekend. Maybe it was just yesterday. All runs together. Is it unusual to have some areas where you actually get a higher result than you did initially? Because I have that only in a couple areas, and it's not pushed it past, you know, self-care or medical, but I thought it was a little unusual.
I think for the most part it shouldn't be like that, but I think in some rare occasions, if we use the example of toxicity, because that's just a great metaphor for this, sometimes in healing what happens is the body, we reach what's called like a healing crisis. And so when the body is cooling from inflammation and it's trying to heal, it's trying, you know, using all this energy to get back on track, part of that sometimes is this intermittent inflammation, which it doesn't mean in the long term, you know, the body's going to stay inflamed, but in order to work past something, we get this healing crisis where, you know, we need to take it to the next level. We need to figure out how to kind of push things along, move things along. And I always refer back to, you know, detox for that, because it's just such a prime example of how you can do so much to promote helpful detoxification. But if you truly have a toxic load in your system and you're releasing all of the toxins from deep inside your tissues and in your organs and your body, and then they come out into the bloodstream, and we're not having the right tools to filter things out of the blood, then we hit this crisis. And so certain areas actually can look more inflamed, even though the overall picture is that you're moving things along. So for the most part, it goes in the other direction. But in some cases, to get from, you know, A to B, you can see some of that. But I think it would be better to know, you know, specifically what you would be referring to. And the other part, too, is, just subjective input, just to take into account that, you know, you're taking these quizzes yourself, so it's not like a third party, you know, doing the quiz. So sometimes, depending on the day, the mood, how you're feeling, you might answer things differently. So.
Okay.
But is there something specific, that you can recall off the top of your head that went to medical care?
There wasn't anything in the medical care category, and I don't think it even really pushed me into the red. It was still green, but it was higher than original by, you know, 2-3 points maybe. I just know in the last couple of weeks I have had, you know, struggled with my energy level. It's just like I'm just like a wet blanket. And I know you and I have been working, you know, coaching-wise through that. But I'm thinking, you know, some things come out in weird ways, I guess. I know that one of the things I did for myself was like an Ayurvedic massage that helped immensely with my muscle spasms I was having. So I know it's not one answer fits all. I was just curious as, you know, whether it was normal for things to pop up in certain areas.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. Again, you know, it would have to be, we'd have to really know like the specific areas and whatnot. But I know, you know, with your case, your case is all about, you know, we have to personalize. We have to look more what's going on with, you know, some of the seven keys of the body and figure out what's going on. And then your, you know, if I can make light of you as an example, without going into your medical history, Dawn is somebody, for everyone who's listening, that, you know, we were trying to figure out and tease out some potential issues. I'm trying to explain how the coaching could work. And then, you know, we can say to you, you know, there's only so much that we can do in coaching because we can't give really specific medical advice, but we can kind of give you hints about, ask your doctor about this. Ask your doctor for that lab. So, you know, for someone like Dawn, we can do our best to say, you know, I can't see you face-to-face, and I don't have all of your medical background, but it looks like this to me, and, you know, this doctor might be helpful for you if you can ask for this lab or whatnot. So that's why the medical care part is really important, because sometimes there's a limit, you know, to what you can do from the book or from working, you know, with an online coach. But we can kind of, what's the saying? We can walk you to the well, but you have to drink. You walk the horse to the well. Someone else there knows what I'm saying. But I'm glad to hear that the massage worked. That's really great. I hope to hear a little bit more about that. That's good news.
I'll send you a note. It was fabulous.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great. I'm very, very happy to hear that. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. All right, everyone. I know we went a little past the 2 o'clock hour, but we wanted to make sure we got some questions in. And thanks, everyone, for showing up. Any other questions that you have, or if you didn't get a chance to ask, come find us in coaching. But again, read Chapter 24, take it all in, do your quizzes, revamp your program, order your supplements that you need to. If you have any questions about how to order or what to order or if you should even order, you can come over and ask us, and it's our pleasure to help make this work for you as best we can. And we hope that this was clear and you feel more empowered to go and tackle the next step. But by any, you know, by all means, if something was not clear and you need a little bit more help, it truly is our pleasure to help make this work for you. We want you all to succeed. We want to see those surveys come in with excellent results. And again, we're super psyched and proud of everyone for showing up and doing the best job that you can do to whatever level that means. So thank you so, so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care, everybody.